Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So we always start with something positive, and
yeah.
The positive in my day is that I figured out what that rancid smell in my car was.
Yeah.
I got in the car this morning and I went, what is that?
What's going on right now?
Who did what?
Am I musty?
And I was the last person in the car last night, so I kept looking around going, there's nothing left in here.
Yeah.
Come to find out, when I got to work, it was 2 pounds of ground beef in the back of my car that was sitting in the heat all day because my kids didn't bring it in when they unloaded the groceries.
What'd you say, 2 pounds from 2 days ago?
The little victory is I figured out where the smell's coming from, but now my car reeks.
No.
Dude, my new car reeks.
That's so bad.
But we figured out what the smell is. Which is the little victory, because I've had times where you can't figure out what the smell is.
I love that we figured out the smell in your car.
Oh, so nasty, you guys. Like, be glad. You'd need a COVID mask for this smell. Yeah. That's how bad it was, you guys.
The little victory is be glad you weren't here for this. Be glad you missed it, because if you know, you know, and only two of us know, bro.
Seriously.
This is bad.
Yeah.
We need to open all the windows.
I need to go vent my car is what I need to do.
You need some car vents. Sheesh. You need a car detail. You need somebody to bring some Osium or something,
dog.
This
is nasty. I wish I could I don't wish I could transport smells through the radio, because die.
You don't want this.
Okay, what's your little victory, DZ?
I don't have one.
Okay, great. I've traumatized you now with my two-day-old meat, and the kids are getting yelled at.
The little victory is that now that the meat is gone, the rest of the air can clear, and the day will only be up from here. That's
the
little victory.
The little victory is I have 2 minutes before the question of the day so I can go air out my car.
There you go.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
That's what you need to do.
I'll be right back. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So I had my old nanny over, Ella, who worked for me for years. She's got her own family now and doing her thing. Well, she came over one day and she goes, how many times a day do you run your dishwasher? And I go, huh? That's a weird question. She goes, somebody asked me the other day. And I told them that I run mine like three times a day because I have a baby and I have two little kids. I'm, you know, she works part-time and stays at home the rest of the time. So she's like, we're doing dishes all day, every day in this house.
She said, I ain't doing no dishes in the sink. Everything we have is getting dishwashed.
We're eating and we're eating at home all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, you run your dishwasher multiple times a day? She goes, oh, yeah. And wow. I go, I'm lucky if I do it once. I probably do it once every 2 days. If we cook, I'll do it once a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. So, but I was like, multiple times a day? No. And then I know people that never use their dishwasher that have one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand that either.
That's how I grew up, actually.
That's very strange to me. What is that about?
I mean, for me, it's realistically cultural. My mom was like, it wastes too much water. Gasta demasiada agua. It costs too much. So instead of using the dishwasher as a dishwasher, we use it as a catch-all. And it was our Tupperware container, like,
dude,
drawer.
I was dating a guy once, and I looked in his dishwasher, and he had pans in there. And mm-hmm. I go, what the hell is this? And he goes, it's storage.
Yeah.
I don't use it. I go, why would you have a dishwasher and not use a dishwasher? I don't understand.
I mean, I don't understand either, because anytime I tried to argue it, my mom would just say no.
No, we're not using the dishwasher.
Yeah,
and you would do it all by hand.
All
even
hand
with a dishwasher.
Even with a dishwasher.
That is wild
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild to me. Okay. So how many times a day do you use it? Do you have a dishwasher now?
Now we even don't have a dishwasher, so we're just hand washing everything no
Does
matter
that
what.
Drive you crazy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We hate hand.
Oh, I was going to say, mm-hmm. you must be at your wit's end with that. We got to get you a dishwasher.
Yeah, we need a dishwasher. We've been on the market for one.
You really do.
Unfortunately, the dishwasher had to get ixnayed because our washer went poop, poop, and our clothes washer is more important than
yes.
our dishwasher. So we got a dishwasher. We got a clothes washer washing machine coming today instead of a dishwasher like we should have been.
When did your washer go out?
A day and a half ago? Two
should
days
have
ago?
Given you my old one.
Nah, it's
it
fine.
Was on its wit's end.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it would have worked. It would have worked, let me tell you.
We just went and got a new one from Grand Appliance, dog.
Okay.
It is what it is.
So you
it's
got
fine.
A new washer.
It's coming today. We're all good to go. So
nice.
The dishwasher got axed because we had to get a washing machine. Period.
I didn't know about the washing machine. Okay.
It just happened.
Oh, jeez.
The irony that we're talking about dishwasher when that was the next plan. Yeah. No.
Yeah. We got to get you a dishwasher. Okay. 414-533-1037. Let's go to the phones and find out how often people use their dishwashers this morning. Hi, I'm going to pull up the text too. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is just Waylon right now. Oh. My mom's in the school with my brother.
Oh my gosh, Waylon! I love it that you're old enough. You're 8 now. You know, in second grade, she let you call alone. I love this for you right now.
And thank you for the warning, so we knew it was just you, Poppy. What's up, Mike?
You're such a good kid. I bet. Did mom say let them know I'm in the school right now and I'll be right back?
BRB. Burp.
Yeah, she didn't let me know.
Oh, my gosh, Waylon, I can't wait to meet you someday. Waylon, do you have a dishwasher?
We do. We run it about one time a day.
Okay. No
Only
way.
Once?
That's about what I do. Did you know that, or did you ask your mom before she ran into the school?
I asked her.
Good
Smart.
Answer. Good answer.
Smart.
Well, have you ever loaded the dishwasher or unloaded the dishwasher, or are you still a little too young for that one, Waylon?
No.
I unloaded it and loaded it.
Wow.
I knew it. That boy's leveled
you
up.
You are a smart kid.
He just had a birthday not that long ago.
Yeah, he did. You're right. Well, Owen and Hudson, all they do is unload it, and they act like it's torture. I'm like, can you just unload the dishwasher and leave me alone already? Like, I don't know what it is.
That's about to be their only job soon.
Honestly.
Come on now.
Well, Waylon, thanks for sharing once a day. Is your mom back yet?
No.
Awesome.
She's still in the school.
Party okay. in the car, Waylon. Party in the car.
Crank the radio.
All right, tell your mom we said hi, okay?
Okay.
She's going to crack up that you were on there the whole time and she was never even there.
Later, bud. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. She's so cute. She can listen back on the Odyssey mm-hmm. app or Apple Podcasts or Spotify later, because we put our whole show up there with no music or commercials. So
everywhere.
She can listen back and hear Waylon later. All right, 414-533-1037. How many times a day do you run your dishwasher, if you even have one?
And if you don't have one, how many times would you run it?
how many times do you dream about it every day?
Two times a day at least.
And if you store dishes in your dishwasher and don't use it, what's wrong with you?
En serio, ¿qué les pasa?
Amen.
Because I know it's y'all Hispanics, porque somos así. Why are we like this? Why are we like this?
It was a Hispanic man that I've witnessed do that. I do not understand. Putting storage as the dishwasher. Make it make sense.
It don't.
All right, we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We got a text in, and it says DZ has a dishwasher. Her name is Erin.
Okay, y'all.
Your wife sent that in.
Okay, y'all. Chill out. And by y'all, I mean Erin. Chill out.
Erin had me dying with that text. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody else texted in, I don't have a dishwasher. I wish I did. How many times do you run your dishwasher? Because I said, mine's about once a day or every 2 days. And if we cook, it's definitely once a day.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if we did and when we do, we're going to have to at least start running it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I unload it in the afternoon and then probably throw more dishes in it. Yeah. So we're going to run it twice a day.
It's like after every meal. You got to mm-hmm. keep it moving, you know?
You have to.
Kelly in Sussex said, I live alone. I run it about once per week.
Oh, okay. So you hand washing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
then,
or if you just are living alone, you only got one plate and you meal prep. You got one pan. Think about it. I'll make
easier
eggs and that's one pan, a plate and a fork. I don't need a whole dishwasher for that. That just takes up a little bit. You
and
know?
There's people that don't do pots or only do pots in the dishwasher for whatever reason.
Or
and will
only
hand wash
in the sink because they take up too much space.
Yep.
I love that. All right. Let's go to Amy in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How many times a day are you using your dishwasher? Because my friend Ella's like, I run it multiple times a day. I'm like, no, sorry about that. That's baby stuff. That's when you have a baby, you know?
She must sanitize bottles in there.
That's what I'm saying. They do it all day, every day. Yeah. And they're cooking three meals a day at home.
At least.
Without paper plates. You're going to be running the dishwasher.
Just go to the paper plates.
Right. They're very green, DZ. Amy, how often do you run the dishwasher?
I totally agree. I run the dishwasher like once every 2 days.
Wow. Like me.
Absolutely. I think that what you guys said totally makes sense. And really, it's all about how you load the dishwasher. It's kind of like Tetris. You got to know how much you can fit in there at once.
And plastic on top always.
Water pressure matters.
Absolutely.
100%. I just noticed my dishwasher has a self-clean, and I've lived in my house for like 10 years, you guys.
You just noticed?
Yeah, and I looked at the other day, and I go, man, I should try that. I don't know what it did. I heard the water going, but it didn't seem any different when I opened it up. I don't even know if I'm supposed to put something in with it to clean it. I just ran it.
I think you're supposed to put something in it with it to clean it. like a water hard softener or something.
I didn't put anything in there. I just ran it.
Dry cycle. Hey, we got Amy the dishwasher connoisseur over here going, like, you guys are making great points. Now she's like, well, Allie don't even wash her dishwasher.
Never mind.
I don't agree no more with y'all.
Amy, thank you so much for calling. And you're right about Tetris. You're right. It's very important how you pack the dishwasher. Have a good day, Amy.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama. Lord, help us. Reading these texts. Carrie in Kenosha texted in.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Carrie said, even when I had a dishwasher, I still hand wash my dishes. What is wrong with you guys?
Some people do.
Why?
Catalina, my mom.
What is that?
I don't know. It's preference.
I still do the same thing.
What?
Yeah, sometimes you know that it ain't going to get it off in the dishwasher, so you just hand wash it instead. Or you have certain dishes that you have to hand wash that aren't dishwasher accessible.
That's fair.
If it's stuck on grime on like the pots, I gotta do those by hand, man.
Well, you have to let them soak sometimes, or you have to scrub them with the scrub daddy or the scrub mommy, whichever one you own.
Always let them soak.
Why cast irons aren't dishwasher safe?
True. Cast irons definitely ain't. That's for sure.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
do that. You gotta do a certain way to clean that.
A lot of times the crock pot, when I'll make like buffalo chicken dip still in it, I will not put that in the dishwasher. I will just hand wash it. I'll soak it and then I'll hand wash it and then I'll put it away because it's so big, it takes the whole dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I going to do? I don't have time for this.
Crock pots are like air fryer. Those dishes, sometimes they're nonstick, so it's easier to just whoop, get it gone.
And get it out. Yeah. That's true.
Exactly. That Dawn Power Wash does some amazing things, not going to lie.
What Power Wash?
The Dawn.
Oh, I have that.
That
you
Dawn
just spray.
Power Wash, that boom, done.
I was teaching my kids that. I was keep teaching them that.
It is magic. We just got one.
Mine runs once a day, and that's at night. So turn it on at night after every meal is done and all the dishes are in it, and then in the morning, it usually ends up being emptied by me or the wife while one of us is
making the lunches.
Admit it, though, emptying it sucks way more.
No, because then I get my clean coffee mug in the morning.
Emptying is what I make the boys do because I hate emptying. I love loading because it feels like I'm getting things done.
So I make them empty
and I load because I want to, one, play Tetris, and two, feel that satisfaction of a clean kitchen. So now they're just getting it out of the way so I can load.
You like the declutter and the Tetris.
Unloading sucks, man. I have no interest in that.
I will unload all day long rather than load in the dishwasher. New question.
New question, for sure. We was already thinking.
This is my new question when I go on dates now. Are you a loader or an unloader? Because if not, we're not going to match.
We're not compatible? If we're both loaders, listen, this ain't going to work, Poppy.
You're out, my guy. All right, thanks for calling, Ryan.
Love y'all. Happy Tuesday.
Man. Love you, man. Ricky from Racine said, I have a dishwasher, but I prefer to wash all the dishes by hand. Just get them cleaner. Ricky!
Okay. It must be Ricardo.
It must be. It must be, facts, dude. Though. Shoop said, we have a dishwasher for the first time. We run it as soon as it's full. I'm the one that loads it. I'm the one that unloaded it. Nobody else touches the dishwasher.
It's your dishwasher, Shoop.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to Megan in Waukesha. Hi, Megan.
Good morning.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good. She said, it's so hard to get in. I go, welcome to the show.
You did it today, girl.
Congrats. Oh, my gosh. It's like the Hunger Games. I'm not going to lie. It's like the Hunger Games.
Day one, okay?
That's why it's hard to get a theme song, see? All right. So, Megan, how many times a day are you running the dishwasher?
Okay. So, I am like Ella. I believe that's your nanny, right?
Yeah, my old nanny who used to take care of my kids. Yeah, Ella.
Mm. Yes. I run it at least twice a day, but we have a lot of dishes just between the kids, cooking dinner, which I am proud of my husband for because he has a grilling obsession. It's great.
Nice.
But yeah, I noticed like our water bill and I was like, oh, we're doing this way too much. And then shower, bathing, and it's like, oh.
Hold on, though, because here's a pro tip.
Yeah.
If you, like Ryan was saying, last caller, Mr. Calabama over here, if you run it at night, water's generally cheaper at night.
Why?
Because less people are using water.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Water's always, if you pay for water, water's cheaper at night. Mm. Serious fact. Fact of life.
You know what? I do run it at night. We do it overnight.
Yeah.
See? That is good. I didn't know it was cheaper. That is so good.
I didn't know that either.
I think it's after like 10 or something like that.
What? After 10, I'm asleep. Please, I'm not running that thing at 10.
Oh, I'm passed out by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, DZ, come on. We have kids. What the hell's wrong with you? By the way, Nicole from Kenosha texted in, and she heard when your wife texted in and said that you have a dishwasher. Her name is Erin. Nicole in Kenosha said, if that wasn't Erin, I was about to be real mad.
Hey, no, for real. I was about to get defensive until it said it was there, and I was like, okay, all right, she's got jokes. Jokes, ha, 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 ha. I was like, nobody gets a joke about my wife unless it's her.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
Even me. Okay.
All right, Megan, well, thank you for calling, and good luck with the dishwasher with the Hunger Games next tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye. I'll be ever in your favorites. Bye.
Exactly.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so your boss is leaving. They've been asked to resign, and you're secretly happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't want to go to the going away party. Is that the gist of what's happening today?
Listen to this.
Oh, my goodness.
Allie and DZ, I'm writing you today because I desperately need some guidance. Please, for the sake of discretion, change my name for the radio.
You got it.
I'm 29 and work in a healthcare office. The core of my problem revolves around my former boss. To put it delicately, they were asked to resign recently after a series of unspecified events. While the company is in typically a gracious manner, they're still planning to host a going away party for them. Mm. To confess, I am so relieved, thrilled, and actually excited they're no longer working with my division.
Oh, wow. You're happy they're gone.
Uh-huh. The problem is, I know that my absence from the farewell gathering would undoubtedly be perceived as a bad look, quote unquote.
Mm.
I have about a week to decide whether or not to attend. This individual was a long-standing fixture in our company, having been there for many years before I got there. They were, in many respects, highly respected.
Mm.
But I believe that respect was largely attributed to their role and seniority rather than their personal character.
Oh!
So, saying they more feared because they were, you know, they just big dog, top dog.
They were one of the bosses, so people were afraid of them.
The respect came because they were there for who knows how long.
Not because
weren't cool.
Yeah.
They weren't cool.
They weren't a great boss. They were just getting the respect because of the seniority. Mm-hmm. I see that. I get that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So here's
a
my
lot
question.
Of people are in high positions that... Let's say we don't need to go on about
yes.
that.
All right. Mm-hmm. But she says... So here's my question to you. What's your advice? How do I navigate this situation without compromising my professional standing while also staying true to my own feelings about this individual's departure?
Ooh.
I'm at a loss and would deeply appreciate any insight you and your listeners can offer.
DZ, you know what the core of this is? It's like, how do I be professional when I'm secretly happy someone is leaving? You know what I mean? Like, do I still go to this party and be disgenuine, right? Or am I just being professional at the going away party? This is where I get so annoyed with the outside stuff at work. And you know I go off about it on the air.
I know.
Sometimes the expectations about the outside work
go to
parties,
everything, have to, perceive, you know, gotta look good. But that's not it, though.
Yeah.
You don't always have to. And quite frankly, you never liked this boss, and it kind of shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In my opinion, I do get not showing up is going to look bad. Now, any next boss, right? Because I'm assuming... Sends a message, right? You're not necessarily a team player. Depends on how long you've been at this company. Mm-hmm. If you're ready to leave somewhere else and you don't want to go, don't go.
Yeah.
Can't nobody force you to do nothing. Personal advice?
Yes. What's your advice?
Go. Enjoy yourself.
Uh-huh.
Celebrate, you know?
Yes.
Maybe be a little petitious, you know? Get the tea, ask what's going on, be like, hey, so what are you doing next?
Start something at the party. Now you're speaking my language.
Just get there and try to, you know, rile something up to make yourself feel better.
Dio Smart texted in to 414-533-1037. He said, free food and drinks for an evening. After that, you won't have to see this person again. I say go and save face.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Deal with it. Listen, you deal with it for 2 hours. How long is a going away party really going to be? They're not about to be raging all night. They just asked this person to resign.
Sarah and Racine texted in and said, go and make it a celebration of your own.
See?
Only one more event to grin and bear it. Yes. It's spinning a negative into a positive. Well, it is a positive. They're leaving, right?
While still being a little petitious because you know you're secretly excited.
Yeah.
Why would you exclude yourself from a party for somebody that you don't rock with?
Yeah.
It's free food, free drink, and free whatever else to say goodbye to somebody. Nah, 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 nah.
Nah. Nah, 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 nah. We're so glad you're leaving. Goodbye.
Peace out.
H-Town.
I feel like I'm being petitious, but...
You are, but...
But?
Yeah, it's like we're switching sides today. No, I agree. This is the positive way to go and enjoy yourself and go, what am I upset about? Like, they're leaving. I'm happy. Let's go.
What is the issue? The issue is that you don't want to go there and either have a stank face or start talking trash because they're no longer your boss.
Right. You know, I deal with this all the time at work with, like, obviously there's a line you have to be professional,
yeah,
but I wear my heart on my sleeve. I struggle if I'm not being authentic. I feel like I'm lying to people if I'm not kind of expressing myself truly, right? I feel like I'm not being genuine with people.
But who says you got to go there and express yourself at all?
That's true.
You show up.
That's what I'm saying. I struggle with that. If you're one of these people who struggles with that, you got to go in there and just be like, do, 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 do.
Now you're bringing me back to some sanity.
Yeah.
Let me not be
okay,
as petitious.
Good.
Okay, how about this? Better advice.
Yeah.
Go 20 minutes. You know, say what's up. You show up even late.
Like, show up.
Show up 20 minutes late
and leave.
Stay for 20 minutes and then go, oh my goodness, my dog has an emergency here or something, you know, but whatever. Be like, my kids, you know, something came up. I got to go. It was so great to work with you.
Yeah.
Peace out. Hopefully I never see you. I mean, hopefully I'll run into you again. Bye.
Somebody texted in, take the day off. I know people, I've seen people do that for sure. All right. 414-533-1037. The boss is resigning. They're secretly happy about it and they don't know what to do if they should go to the going away party, if they're going to be, you know, they should
petty.
Go.
A little petty.
All right. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
Our callers are very passionate about this today. Your boss is resigning. You're secretly happy about it, and you don't want to go to that going away party, or you don't know if you should because you're happy about it.
She won't be too giddy at the going away party, basically. Talk about like, bye now.
Lisa in Milwaukee texted in and said, I say go listen to the tea and make new connections and positive things forward.
There it is. I said go in for 20 minutes and then make up an excuse 20 minutes later. Bye.
That's
gotta go.
Not a bad idea. Go to Logan in Sheboygan, who has his own theme song and went to college with DZ at Lakeland.
Mm-hmm. You know, magically.
You guys played football together, didn't you?
We did.
Mm-hmm. See, even people we know have to earn a theme song. We don't just give them away.
No, that's not how that works. No nepotism over here.
None, what up, Papa? Unless it's our children.
Then you know.
But anyway, Logan, hey.
What's going on?
What should they do? Go to the party? You like DZ's advice?
Absolutely. You got to go to the party. One, you can't turn down a free meal.
True.
Yes, you can. Like, if it's for your mental health, yes, that. You can.
The free meals are for my mental health. What are you talking
for
about?
Totally.
But honestly, I think if you don't go, then you're making it personal. So now you're just giving like a bad name to yourself, to like your coworkers and potential superiors.
Now you might get talked about at the party, like, oh, why isn't such and such here, right? Yeah. We never even gave her a name. Yeah.
We didn't.
Why isn't excited happy, Erica here?
I was going to say happy Hannah.
Happy Hannah. Hannah. Why isn't happy Hannah here? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because she's happy. She's happy and living her life on her own.
Because I'm happy, happy,
and I have my own life outside of work.
At this job.
I don't want to be friends with my coworkers. What's wrong with that?
Because I'm happy.
The energy is live.
Have you heard this show?
Come on, Logan.
All right. So Logan says.
Gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
At least gotta go. Save.
You know, I didn't really like his advice. Next. Okay, thanks, Logan. Bye.
Later.
You a fool, bro. We're all one for real. He's not wrong.
Michaela's in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Michaela.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think? Should Happy Hannah go to the boss's going away party?
It sounds like her question was because she has some moral difficulty with this person and the terms of their leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And making moral compromises will drive you away from a career.
Ooh,
but
deep.
I would say that a going away party is not the place to make that stand.
I agree, though. So, I do agree. So what do you do?
So if you are like me and can't keep your mouth shut about those opinions,
like
then maybe you don't go.
Oh my gosh, I love this girl.
Y'all are spirit animals right now. Michaela,
you are my
and
spirit
Allie,
animal.
Sitting in a tree.
I'd be afraid to go.
D-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I would snap off, honestly.
But yeah, if you can like make nice for a few minutes, then show your face. Go for it.
A few minutes at least. But what's an hour out of your day to just say hi to everybody else?
Somebody said, how big is this company? Will anyone even notice she's not there? Well, that's true. It could be a Northwestern Mutual, or it could be our company. We got, you know, like 25 people in
healthcare
Milwaukee.
Office. So it's got to be.
Well, and also,
like,
who else is skipping? We have had plenty of events where people who should have been there weren't. Yeah. Nobody cared because it was just office culture not to.
Something comes up last second, too. You got kids. You can't work out childcare. I'm not about to bring my kid to a going-away party. Say it's at a bar or it's not in a restaurant or a child-friendly endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's my dog's quinceañera.
What?
It's my dog's quinceañera.
You got me. Funny. I was like, oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
No, it's not.
All of a sudden, it's my dog's quinceañera, and I got to go.
Michaela, she nailed it, though. She's like, you might have a moral dilemma with this whole thing, and that's where you're struggling because you don't want to go there. And yeah, I get it. I like you, Michaela. Call again.
Bye. Have a good day.
All right, Jawan's in Sheboygan. Last but not least.
Snap.
Hi, Jawan.
Well, hello, Allie. What's going on, DZ? How y'all doing?
Good. You got some better advice than Michaela?
Or Logan?
Look, honestly, I can't turn down the free food. And me personally, I think that you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, like DZ says, showing up a little bit late and then leaving a lot early. I was going to say a little. No, leaving a lot early.
Yeah.
You know, at least you showed up.
But they don't work there anymore. Why does it matter? If they're resigning, why does it matter?
It's a setup for the next, you know, for the movement.
That's exactly
yeah.
It's like they're not going to be there anymore. So, like, what is going to hurt you to show up?
It's almost like you're showing face and saving face, but also, you know, showing that you're ready for the future of whoever's coming in next to take over. like, you're here to close this chapter as a company together, right. Mm-hmm. To move on as a company together. Mm-hmm. And like Juwan said, we ain't missing no free meals. You know,
mm. You know what I'm saying? I heard yes. Free drinks and free food.
But
it's the Lakeland in us, bro, because he went to Lakeland too. It's the Lakeland in us.
But what are they serving you guys? What are we serving before you tell me I have to go for the meal?
This is true. Is the mac and cheese really mac and cheese?
Or is it steak? Is it salad? Is it no food? I need to know.
True.
Is it buffet? I mean, what is it?
See, now you're asking too many.
It could not be a buffet.
Is it all the apps, the fried apps they throw on the table that nobody wants?
Let's be honest. The real question is it an open bar or not?
You get there, it's mozzarella sticks and beer, and you're like, what the heck,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, no,
you
I'm
ever
out.
Been to one of those?
Then I'm really
the
I'm,
worst.
I'm leaving really early because I definitely forgot it was my dog's quinceañera. Facts. No, facts.
Exactly. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. DZ, you're in trouble.
Wait, what?
Good trouble, though. Huh? Dally and DZ.
There's no such thing as good trouble.
Yes, there is. Uh-uh. Yes, there is. This is going to be fun trouble.
You're going to have to explain to me the fun trouble then.
Today is September 16th.
Yeah, the day before my little sister's birthday.
Yes. And honestly, the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk is coming up in how many weeks? Oh, you know what? I forget we have this big calendar now in front of us. Why mm-hmm. am I not looking at our big calendar
out,
in the
dog.
Studio? Okay, today is the 16th. And in less than 2 weeks, we'll be down at the Summerfest grounds for the More Than Pink Walk, okay? We do this every year to raise money for Susan G. Komen for Southeastern Wisconsin. It all comes back to our community. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we do this, right? So we come to the Summerfest grounds. We have a big celebration and a walk. We celebrate the survivors. It's an emotional day, okay? Mm-hmm. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. So that means we all are going to know someone with breast cancer, okay? Because we all know 8 women.
Honestly. So, yeah.
I know quite a few women, unfortunately.
One of my mom's very good friends. Mm-hmm. A distant cousin who lives in Colombia. Yeah, mm-hmm. A couple people. Yes.
My aunt had it. She is okay, but she's had breast cancer, and she survived. I had an aunt who died from it. So a lot of us know people with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So now we have a team. And you can join our team or you can walk. It's free to join the walk, by the way. It doesn't cost. They want everyone to be able to walk regardless of financial status or
whatever.
So
you
don't have to donate anything. You could just sign up and show up.
Walking is support.
And that's awesome. But DZ, I think that it's time to turn up the heat.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's a week and a half out and it's time to turn up the heat and get serious.
But
because
we've got teams. We're going good.
We have a team. People can join at 1037kissfm.com. Please join our team or start your own. I don't care. It's up to you. But what are we going to do to push this now? We have to show up and we have to show up hard. I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel about
this. What
these.
Do you mean show up hard?
I mean, should we decide how to dress you for the Susan G. Komen walk in a week and a half on Sunday, September 28th? I'm going to keep saying that. I'm thinking maybe like we could let the listeners dress you. I could dress you. I could find you a pink outfit. You'll wear pink.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm big comfortable.
I don't know if
pink.
You want me to find you an outfit because you like finding outfits on your own.
I was going to say, my only quarrel here is that I like to find my own fashion.
Ah.
And if I'm entrusting somebody else to find
me
a fit. No, I trust you to find me a fit, actually, coincidentally.
But you could wear my pink tennis skirt I have on
okay,
today.
Trust is gone. Never mind.
Oh, my bad. Okay, sorry.
Back to trusting the listeners.
Okay,
because I was
going to
say, I don't trust the listeners. I might trust you.
Well,
now I trust them, not you.
You should trust them. Next idea.
What up?
We try to beat the biggest team.
Ooh.
Which means we have a week and a half to pressure everyone and scare them into joining our team so that we beat the biggest team.
Guilt them even? We could guilt
them. Okay, so I asked the biggest team so far.
How is the biggest team?
Team Phoenix was 65 people. Do you think we could beat that?
I think we could beat 65 people, bro. We've got
thousands of listeners. Come on, you guys.
Thousands of listeners. Tens of thousands of
but
more people that don't actually
sign
ever
up.
Call.
Sign up because you're going to come hang out and walk with us on the 28th. It's free, and then we got to get the biggest team.
We got about 70-something theme song listeners as is, so yes.
Yeah, where are they?
I definitely think we can get more than 60-something people. We could get 70 people there. I think so. We just need to make it happen. Mm-hmm. All right. How do we get
so
the biggest team?
Down at the Summerfest grounds, Henry Mayer Festival Park. This is happening on Sunday, September 28th. You can sign up at 1037kissfm.com. It's right there on the front page. So it says join our team here. So, and I, like I said, you can, make your own team, whatever.
Yeah.
Go donate, whatever.
But hold on.
Oh, we're doing good on our goal. We're getting there. We're trying to, okay, we're getting there. We've raised over $1,000. We're getting there.
If our idea is to have the biggest team, it's not whatever on joining any team. You got to join, you know, the Odyssey All-Stars.
That 100%, which I'm saying is right here on the front page. It gives you the link to our team. Wait, how many people do we have? Okay.
I think you should be joining our team so we get the biggest team. Because how about this? You got any more ideas on how we can, you know, turn up the heat, if you will, like you said?
No, actually. I want everyone to go join our team. Do you have a different idea? Because I'm counting our members and I'm like, wait, we could do this.
My only idea is that we combine ideas. How about this? If we can get the biggest team, I will dress however the team wants.
No way. You'll wear whatever we want.
It could be an inflatable pink flamingo.
Okay.
I'll rock it.
Really?
I'll rock it all day long.
Okay.
Seriously.
Really?
I will literally, okay. And we could come up with a series of like five outfits to vote on just to give people option.
I mean,
but
a lot of women.
If we get the biggest team.
Women, I mean, there's a lot of pink tutus.
What's
and
up?
I think you'd look good in that, actually.
I will wear whatever it is as long as it's not exposing my body to an uncomfortable degree.
Well, we don't
you
want
know?
It to be inappropriate.
Thank you.
There's going to be a survivor parade, for crying out loud.
There's
we're not
going to
be inappropriate when we're doing things for breast cancer survivors. However, we will make you look good in all pink.
You feel me? Like, I will rock.
We will do that.
I will rock whatever fit gets the most votes as long as we got the most people on our team. What's up? I'm down to do it. Hey, both hands up. I'm not crossing my fingers or my toes, Allie. For real.
You are?
I'm
you
down.
Promise?
I promise.
Okay, good.
Lo prometo.
Oh, Dios Mar said, I'm a cancer patient. I'm joining your team. Thank you.
Appreciate you, D.
Whitney and Racine said, my kids' grandma and great-grandma both passed from breast cancer. So glad that they do this to honor those who have lost their life to this battle or are struggling with this battle as we speak. Well, join us, Whitney. It's Sunday, September 28th. Go to 1037kissfm.com. It's free to sign up. You can donate if you want. You don't have to donate anything.
No.
You can just sign up.
Seriously, you please don't donate if you genuinely can. But if you can come out and support and walk, come out and walk.
Mm-hmm.
We could get you signed up day of if you're not trying to do all that rigmarole.
Absolutely.
Right now, for real. But the September 28th, you need to be there with us.
Mm-hmm. Go to 1037kissfm.com and sign up for our team. And we will see you at the More Than Pink Walk. And we will figure out, one, how we're going to beat the biggest team of 65 people, what we're going to dress DZ in, and how we're going to do this.
We're not just Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We're about to be Milwaukee's number one Susan G. Komen team.
Thank you.
At the Susan G. Komen
Thank
Walk.
You.
More Than Pink Walk.
Ding, 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 ding. Fantastic. Okay, you know what?
What's up?
Now I've got to get organized for this. Now I'm excited.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going. Now I'm getting competitive. Now everybody's going down.
I felt good, bro. I'm like, all right, now I'm really committed to wearing whatever pink outfit y'all want me to wear, though.
Good, because Am I the Jerk is coming up next. Give us 2 minutes. Am I the Jerk? And then 21 Pilots tickets, because they're coming to town next week, which is exciting. So a lot happening. And then after that, we're going to talk about something we've all experienced in school.
Oh, Lord.
Every single one of us has had to attend this in our life.
Even the bullies. Wow.
Everyone has had to deal with this in their life. All right, so hold on. Am I the Jerk's coming up next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, you got a problem parking in online shopping spots, do ya, huh? Sounds like somebody else on this show. Sheesh. Here we go. Am I the jerk for parking in online the online shopping spots.
Man,
at the store?
It's getting hot in
here. Yeah, it is. It's getting very hot in here.
Turn the heat up in here?
So, DZ.
I'm listening.
We've had this discussion on the show before, but let me read it first.
What are you talking about?
Hopefully nobody was listening that time that we talked about this.
I don't know what you mean. I don't park in online shopping.
Oh, you don't? Yes, you do. Okay, here's what the submission says today. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. They must not have been listening that day, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Allie and DZ, I need to know if I'm the jerk. It involves online shopping spots at the store. I could go off about how many spots the stores have now, but that would take forever.
Fair. And they're even trying to taper it back, and it's just still a lot.
So many online shopping spots. Never mind. Let me just finish this.
Clearly, most people are online shopping.
It says, here's the moral dilemma. Every time I go shopping and can't find a spot, I just park in the online shopping spots. Mm-hmm. These stores have sometimes up to 10 spots that are empty. Why do I have to park so far away with so many open spots? I park in them every chance I get.
Yep.
Am I the jerk for parking in the online shopping spot?
Oh, Lord of mercy.
What should we name her?
Parkin' Peggy.
Parkin' Peggy. Listen, DZ.
What's up?
I remember 3 years ago when we kicked off Allie and DZ. It was the best day ever.
It was a good
And
day.
I remember in the beginning of that, we had discussed this a little because it was, what, 2023?
Yeah.
And, you know, COVID, we were kind of past it, but we still, online shopping had changed, right? And you came in one day and told me you do this, and I was appalled. I'll never forget. It was one of the first things. I was like, you know, of all the years I've known you, this is who you are?
And,
this
yeah.
is you're the guy who takes the online parking? Because sometimes I pull up to stores and I laugh. And I go, you don't need an online parking spot. Nobody's in that thing ever. And then I pull up to Target and I'm like, you need the online.
Everybody's in this thing.
You need the online parking spots,
yep.
right?
Yep.
But then I'll pull up to some of the most random.
And
I'm talking in like shopping centers and I'm like, yeah, guys.
Ain't nobody online shopping, y'all.
Like, I love you, Lego store, but you don't need an online spot. I just made that up. I don't know if they have one, but you know what I mean?
Who online ordered?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. sometimes you're like, you didn't need one. Come on.
It's the mom and pops that will also try to do, like, an online or the to-go, you know, yeah. lanes where I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, there's only five spots in this parking lot, period. Everybody's at the front door.
I never park in online parking spots. I think that's messed up because they're meant for people who may pull up and who went out of their way to prepare and shop and park in them. So, DZ,
See, but then
you better. What are you going to say?
Why does it matter me taking up one of these spots if it doesn't matter where you park? You just park, pull up. Put whatever number in, doesn't matter that I'm in spot number one at the very front because
it's not meant for
open. You pull into spot two or spot five, whatever spot.
Oh, that's how you justify it? You think if you don't park in the first online shopping spot that it's okay?
Oh, I park in the first.
Oh, stop it. You do not.
You're not getting out of your car whatsoever. The only people that are moving are the workers that are bringing your groceries to your trunk.
True.
It doesn't matter if I'm taking one of them spots up. It was technically a parking space before they decided to make it online shopping.
Before they decided to expand their business and actually take care of the people who use the online business, that part, DZ?
It ain't a law,
bro. Look, it's not. It is not. And just like how we've talked about how when I found out that stop signs in parking lots have no legal ramifications, I blow them all the time now. If there's no traffic around, I'm like, why did I ever stop at these things? I thought that somebody was going to pull me over. I swear I whip through parking lots like it's going out of style. I'm like, screw all y'all. Oh, man.
Why am I stopping at Home Depot when nobody's walking around?
Well,
but there's policy and it is the store policy. When you're in the parking lot for that store, you should be following their policy.
Oh, now you're coming back. See, it's messed up.
Oh, no, I'm not coming back.
It's not meant for you. No, DZ says not the jerk. I say jerk because he does it and he parks in them like a jerk.
You're right.
414-533-1037.
When you're right, you're right, Allie.
I know. You're wrong. You're parking in a spot not meant for you.
You didn't
even order anything. You're taking up somebody else's.
No, that's not what I meant by you were right. You were right that I was saying not the jerk.
Oh, you said, oh.
You're wrong for saying
no,
jerk.
No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. See? Yeah.
This isn't about me. This is parking Peggy. How did D's? I'm not in the hot seat. I'm not the one. Well, I am. But I'm not the one parking in it right now. Peggy is.
Listen, Lay from Milwaukee said, what if it's older people? No. If you have a handicap, you could get a handicap. There's nothing wrong with you. What are you? Come on. The president's 100. You're telling me we're... Come on, knock it off.
That's the next
thing. The past two presidents. Like enough with the... What if they're old? No.
Well...
They're fine.
They're still not getting out of the car.
Thank you.
My point stands. They're still not getting out of the car. It doesn't matter what spot they're getting in.
Mariah in Fort Atkinson said, not the jerk. Our Walmart has over 20 online spots. They're never full, so bet your butt I'm parking there. Okay, now, listen, though. I agree. I've used the online, and I've pulled in, but sometimes I'm like, man, they have a lot. They've at least in my Walmart moved them so far away that they're not taking up. They're not inconvenient, which is where it should be in stores. Move them to the side and let the side. Yes, people come out of the side door.
Why are you giving priority to the people that aren't even going into the store? Let me park closer because I'm an actual in-store shopper.
Oh, geez, the phones are going crazy.
So are you spinning around? Are you saying not the jerk
I'm
now?
Saying jerk.
I sounded like
Get
you were coming
out of here. Total jerk.
Whatever.
I'm not changing my mind on this, even though it's not that serious. We'll talk to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Parkin' Peggy the jerk for parking in the online shopping spot at the store with no regrets? None. She's like, there's too many. I'm sick of seeing 10 spots, so I just park in them, and I every chance I get.
At the end of the day, no. No regards. Not the
total
jerk.
Total jerk. Give me a break.
Toes on it.
Cerise and Racine. Let's go there. Let's go to her first. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You going jerk or not the jerk for parking in the online shopping spot?
Come on.
100% jerk.
Yes.
What?
Woo!
Okay.
That's all we needed. Have a good day. No, I'm kidding. Now, explain. Explain.
Okay. So I say this. I mean, normally I wouldn't care, but it happened to me, and I'm like, you know what? These people are freaking rude.
So what do you mean it happened to you? Somebody was in your spot?
Yes. So Walgreens only has one pickup spot for online order.
Correct.
And my kids and I were so sick. And I couldn't get out of the car because I didn't want to infect a bunch of people with whatever the heck we had. So I bought over-the-counter medication instead of going to the doctor.
Yep.
And I pull in, and this jerk decides to just whip in there and parks like a... Bleak. I can't say it.
Nope.
Parks like a... so rudely to where I couldn't even sit, like, next to it. And
what color was the car? Ooh, tell us what color was the car, Sadie.
It was a black lifted big pickup truck.
Oh, it's just when I lived in Texas. God. Right.
Just making sure it wasn't me. Okay, cool. Oh, she said it was when she lived in Texas. Okay.
Thank God. I'm going to park my truck here because I can, and
yeehaw.
I'm mad some people are using the internet.
Why are you so accurate?
Because, you know, I'm right. right.
You're not wrong. You ain't no lie detector.
I'm right, dude. So anyway, all right. So wait a second.
So she's saying jerk just because it's like, think about the people that genuinely need it, not the ones that are just quote unquote being lazy and don't want to go in the store or taking advantage
she's
of a
saying,
new service.
I planned ahead to not infect people. Yep. And it's so funny.
So now she had to wait until somebody.
And I felt like crap on top of it.
Yep. Yeah, girl.
He got an earful when he got out, let me tell you.
You know what?
Got him infected, I'll tell you that.
Side note, I had to take Owen and Hudson to the doctor yesterday. They were both sick to get like strep tests.
Yeah.
They were all negative. We're all fine. They're back in school.
Good.
But I just wanted to tell you, when we walked in, they made us put masks on at the doctor, obviously. We were
still
children.
Do.
So they were like, well, if you might be infected, wear them. We're like, no prob. Some woman walks in to check in and goes, why is everybody wearing masks? I turned, I go, because we're sick, you dummy. Like, what kind of a question is that in a hospital? I've never in my life.
In the big 25, you still
she's
asking
like,
that?
She goes, why is everyone? I go, and then I was like, I got to get out of stupid land. I got to leave here right
now. You think it's COVID PTSD? She started freaking out or something?
It was the weirdest thing because I didn't want to wear a mask. I just wore
I would have told her I had COVID.
She was like, why is everyone wearing those?
Chill out.
Because we're sick. Go away.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, people are slow sometimes. Okay, you know what? Thank you for calling and enlightening everyone on why sometimes the online spots are for people that actually need them. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Sarai.
Right. Have a good day.
Bye. You too much love. Bye.
Well, there was only one spot, which makes it even worse in her situation.
Walgreens is notorious for having one, two max.
We want it that way, though, because we love that we can park close and whip in, which is why nobody should take up those spots for the people that need them.
But then when I pull up and park in that spot.
You bet. Oh, I hate, dude.
Listen.
You're so messed up for that.
My problem is, especially right
now. Your problem is you're parking in spots not meant for you.
I'm still using the handicap pass right now, right? Still healing from out of surgery, right? In certain cases, if the parking lot is big, I shouldn't be parking too far. So I will use the pass in most cases.
Yeah.
I'll still pull up and park. The Walgreens, online shopping is closer than the dang handicap parking is.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of places. It's backwards.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Another topic.
Because they have to have handicap.
But they put
because
them further.
Because most people will go through the pharmacy drive-thru. We're getting way off topic
now.
Okay, so let's go to Lindsay in Muskego right now. Lindsay, good morning. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is Parkin' Peggy the jerk for parking in the online parking spot?
No, there was 10 spots. Get out of here. Who's using all 10 spots at one time?
You don't know.
Do you work there?
Walgreens one when there's only one spot? That would be a jerk. If there was only one spot, yes, then I would agree. But if there's 10 spots, there's no way on a Tuesday all 10 spots are filled at the same time. There's just not.
Facts.
Maybe on a holiday, if it was a holiday, yes. But a regular Monday through Sunday, no. Get out of here with
Hold
that noise.
On, no.
Get out of here with that noise.
Let me tell you why you're wrong. She said, these stores sometimes have up to 10 spots. Why do I have to park so I park in them every chance I get? She's being like DZ. She's just parking in them and messing up everybody's vibe.
I've definitely gotten the looks when I'm walking back to my car.
If there's no one in those parking spots, and there is 10 to 8 of them. I'll park in one.
No question.
I'm busy. I don't have time for this.
Well, then why don't you shop online and you could pick it up and you'd have more time on your hands?
I'm normally in and out.
My own food.
Cap.
I like to pick up my own food.
And Cap, because
I
got to order it and then wait for it to be ready and picked when I could just literally pull up faster and get my stuff faster than anybody could ever shop it for me.
Touch your food before it gets to the shelves.
True.
I mean, come on, Lindsay. That's not going to work. That reasoning isn't working for me. But.
Well, and also, I don't think everyone looks at expiration dates. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've noticed expiration dates go way faster now for some reason. And I'm like, why is this expired like 3 days ago and it's still on the shelf? Like, no, thank you.
And when they are, and this is and
again, not, we're off topic. We're
insider
off topic.
Information.
We gotta stop.
They're
we
told
gotta stop.
To give you the stuff that'll go bad
we're
first.
We're so off again. Okay, Lindsay, thank you. We're not getting on expirations dates.
Facts.
Lindsay. You said
not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Okay.
But also mask up if you go into urgent care. As an urgent care person, please mask up.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
I love you, Lindsay. But this has been the worst Am I the Jerk I've ever hosted in my life.
we are
horrible today. Okay, let's go to Michelle in Greenfield. I mean, and the ADHD is out of control today, DZ.
Nah, it's just...
She's like, and one more thing.
It's actually normal. I don't know why it feels different to you today.
Michelle, please stick to the topic, which is she the jerk for parking in the online shopping spot?
Yes, jerk 100%.
100%. Goodbye. Have a great day, guys.
Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye. Love that. She said nothing needs to be said. Say less.
All right. So it's jerk today. I know I started it with my story and then everybody just jumped on the wagon. I'm sorry. It's jerk, you guys. DZ, stop parking in the online parking spot.
I won't. I'm so serious. I won't.
You're unreal.
I'm just going to keep it a buck with y'all. I will not.
Dang it. Well, you guys are assuming nobody's coming after you.
Nobody's ever really had the gumption to stand out and say something, so until somebody really wants to try me.
Oh, that's your attitude? The entitlement now? And yeah. I just get to park there until somebody talks back to me? Come on.
It's a parking spot. Who has that big of an issue? Nobody else does either. Who has that big of an issue with it?
The me when I shop online and I pull up like the sick girl? That's who.
Pull into the 2 through 10. You'll be just fine.
All right. Overall, you're a jerk, okay? That's the way it landed today.
Heard.
We have to give away these 21 Pilots tickets. 414-533-1037. So, 21 Pilots is coming to the AmFam Amphitheater next Tuesday, a week from today, basically.
Crazy dog.
It's going to be an amazing show, and you could be going. 414-533-1037. We are going to take caller 23 again, because 21 Pilots coming on the 23rd of this month. 414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Let me tell you something.
What up?
Christina's on the phone in Franklin.
Okay.
And pull her up, because we're looking for caller 23 to win these 21 Pilots tickets. They're coming to the AmFam Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds a week from tonight.
Yeah, is that what you were trying to do, Christina?
Yeah.
That is exactly what I was trying to do.
I said, well, oh my goodness, Christina, you're in our system. When's the last time you won?
What'd she say?
Christina?
Would you win, Christina?
I said I just won tacos and tequila and saw you guys there and took a picture and totally didn't say thank you and realized that after you walked away. I was like, oh my God, I didn't even say thank you.
The funny thing is, we took a picture and didn't know you won tickets from us. We just said, hey girl, hey, what and up? Moved on with our life. So guess what? Now you got more tickets!
Thank you!
You know what? I got to ask you, I love to ask the people that win all the time, because we have people that are, you know, win all the time and don't. What's the secret?
I don't know. I go online and I look and see what things you have every week, and then I just wait.
Wow, you're dedicated.
I am dedicated.
Consistency to call after that.
I love that so much. Well, Christina, you're going to see 21 Pilots, 2 concerts in a month. Look at you. Look at you. You're on fire.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations. All right. Have a great time at the show. You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for saying hi and taking a picture with us. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Bye, Christina.
Bye.
We did meet so many amazing people
at
Tacos and Tequila Festival on Saturday in Franklin.
And whether they came up and said thanks for tickets or
not,
you don't have to thank us. Like,
you don't
what?
Have to thank us. As long as you say hi, we don't even know you're our winner unless you tell us.
Seriously.
You know? And then it is really cool, though, when people say we won from you. I'm like, no way!
When we do know, it's cool, but it's
like,
not like...
Hi.
It doesn't break my heart when they don't come up, but it's still cool to just say hey to people.
Shout out to all the people who just joined our Susan G. Komen team, by the way, on our website, 1037kissfm.com. We got the More Than Pink Walk coming up in a week and a half on Sunday, September 28th. And I see all you joining, because we were basically saying, join our team already. Like, where are you?
We weren't at the threatening stage
yet. No, but we're getting there. I'll threaten next week.
Next week. Right now, we're doing the join the team, make it as big as possible, and y'all could dress DZ either really cool or really ridiculous,
exactly.
But it's going to be pink.
I've seen all you coming in on our team, so thank you. I see everyone that signs up, and I appreciate you.
Shout out to Odyssey All-Stars.
Yes.
Join on our website.
So, DZ, let's talk about the big thing happening for everybody right now in America.
Oh, snap.
It's September. It's the beginning of the school year. We've all lived through it.
Well, Columbus Day?
No, Picture Day.
Indigenous People Day? What is it?
Picture Day!
Oh, Picture Day!
Dude, Hudson, listen to this, had Picture Day last Friday. He got home from school. Duh, my whole schedule's changed now that they're back in school. He gets off the bus, he comes home, and I look at him and I go, wasn't today Picture Day? And he's like, yeah. And he's just got on this gray boring, like t-shirt, his hair's flying everywhere. He's in sixth grade. I'm like, really?
He went to school and nobody saw him.
That's what you wore for picture day? He's like, what?
What's wrong with
what I
wore?
He's like, yeah, and I'm like, okay. So yeah, picture day is upon us. Okay?
Allie said, did you get that stain on your shirt before or after the picture?
Well, has Sammy had his first picture day yet in 4K?
Funny you say that, though, because no, he has not had his first picture day. It's this week. Mm. Actually, it might be tomorrow. No, it's Thursday. It's Thursday.
Got it.
His first picture day is coming up on Thursday, so we obviously got to get him the first cute pictures that we think are going to turn out cute, and they won't.
Right.
But we want to go get him the haircut, go get a little fresh fit or whatever, whether it's clothes he already has, but make sure he's dressed cute.
It's a big deal.
It's a
big
deal.
The picture day. People take it very seriously. Can I be honest? I don't understand when they do it in the summer. So many people go take them in the summer. Like, our district has like a summer day, and people actually go.
Yeah. So
I'm like, in the summer, I'm not even thinking about pictures. I just ignore it every year. But all these people go.
I never understood it.
They're into it.
Don't know what it's going to be like for Sammy, if that's going to be an option. Because right now, you know, obviously he's got to do it in school because he wasn't in school before.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up in high school, I went to high school right over the border in Warren Township, Gurnee, Illinois.
Yeah.
We had our picture day during the summer. It wasn't an option. It was like for register when we got registered.
So wait,
it was
you,
picture day.
I remember. Were you
and then
we
the
used
makeup
to have
day.
To go in to register. Mm-hmm. Wow, you just unlocked a core memory where my mom's like, we go to the school to register.
We had to
today.
Bring the packet. Yeah.
Wow.
We would do pictures.
I forgot we used to do that
during registration, and the makeup for picture day was during the school year.
Wow.
I never did the makeup day because it never even really mattered for me. I always took pictures in the summer. That was my only option, seriously.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't even think about that. You really just unlocked a memory.
Forgot about that, didn't you?
What do you think about when you think about picture day? 414-533-1037. Because I want you to scan. Will you scan the QR code? So I haven't looked at Hudson's yet.
You haven't seen his pictures yet?
No, I have the QR code, though. Scan it.
Yeah, let me scan
the QR code.
Yeah,
use your phone to scan my QR code.
Hold it up. I want
to
see
it. And then we're going to look at Hudson's together with the gray t-shirt and the crazy hair, dude. You're going to see it before. For me, I'm dying to see this. I want to see this on. Picture. Okay, we're talking pictures today. I don't know if you're.
That didn't pull
it
up.
It didn't work. Do you want it again?
Pull up the Webb County account.
I have an access key if you need that.
Oh, I'm gonna need the access key.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need the access key.
I got
the
access key.
That's
okay,
funny.
Okay, scan
bro.
The QR code. Well, and I do appreciate how we've evolved with pictures now because.
It's not bringing, the QR code isn't working. It's bringing up some different account, like some weird thing. Yeah, I don't even want to say what it is on there. It's like
weird.
Webb County something. Like, that's weird. Random.
Well, maybe I'll just try to go to the website
and find it. But listen,
you asked,
your most prevalent memory from picture day, right?
Yes.
Like, what do you think about when you think about picture day?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I don't want to like throw a wrench in it here because it could be happy, it could be sad, it could be whatever you want it to be. For me, I always remember taking my glasses off.
Really?
Well, the four
You've
eyes.
You always had glasses. Were you self-conscious about that?
I hated the glare. I hated the style glasses I had. My glasses were always bent and weird because I got the cheap free glasses out of like the government bin.
Wait,
so
did your parents care that you took off your glasses?
No, they didn't care.
Oh, they didn't mind.
But it was more like an optic thing for me, and they would always ask, oh, where'd you put your glasses? And I was like, I was holding them because I didn't want to glare.
Right.
Truth was, I didn't want to look stupid because I felt self-conscious about having glasses for so long in my life. I've been blind since I was 8.
And you know what's so funny is glasses are totally in now. Everybody mm-hmm. loves glasses, but I know when we were kids, it was like, you got glasses.
Yep.
And they're on your face. I get that, dude.
My prevalent memory is taking my glasses off right before I sat down in the chair to like not
have. And you're right about the glare part, too.
Yep.
You're totally right about the glare. Oh, I got in.
You got him? Okay. Let me see.
I love this kid so much. I love Hudson so much, dude. He just gives no bleeps, dude.
Kid is a riot,
he
dog.
He is so cute. And he's smiling, though. This is actually really cute. So Hudson has a boring gray t-shirt on with the neck stretched out, hair flying. But he's smiling, and he looks happy.
It's not about the t-shirt. It's about the smile.
Aw, he's actually smiling in his. Hudson did good. He did really good.
He did great.
All right, let's go to the... Oh, my God. The phones are blowing up. Should we pull somebody up?
Let's talk about it.
All right. 414-533-1037. Screw it. Let's talk to... Let's go to two. We'll go to two first. We're talking picture day. If this isn't a core memory in your body, you must have been homeschooled.
Unlock it. And your parents took pictures even then.
Right? Hi, Kiss FM. Who says?
Hi. Good morning. It's Alexa, Carter's mom, who tries calling every single day, by the way.
Oh, Carter, morning, Alexa.
He calls in, and I'm always like, we can't have a kid on for this topic, Carter, but we love you. Well, thank you.
Where's Carter now? Perfect topic.
Yeah, where's
He's
Carter?
He's already in school.
Of course.
Already, yeah.
Well, shout out Carter, man. He's a good kid.
Did he have picture day yet?
Well, he did, and it was during registration, but my core memory for picture day, my recent one with my high schooler, shout out Wisconsin Luther Vikings, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But he told me it was picture day after the fact for sports. And I'm looking at him. He had no haircut. He had on UGG shoes. I get the pictures back. Wait, I get the pictures back last week. They photoshopped it and put different legs on my child.
They said we're not letting you ride with them UGGs.
Wait, I'm like, Michael, you had on UGGs. You had on UGGs. I'm like, and you have no haircut. I got the pictures back. I'm like, whose legs are these?
Whose shape up is that?
That they put on your body.
Mama, let us ask. Did you pay extra for the touch-ups? Because that's a pro move right there.
Man, I'm like, Michael, whose legs are these? He knew exactly what friend they were and everything. I'm like, this is crazy.
He said, oh, that's Jeff.
I have to send them to you because he's a bigger dude, right?
I want
to
see him.
Here are these little skinny chicken legs.
If you don't send that. Girl, if you don't send me that as soon as you get somewhere in park, send it immediately.
I will send it right away.
I'm
yes,
dying
for sure.
Right now. Oh, this is so good.
Too goofy, bro.
Well,
too
thanks
goofy.
For calling. The phones are going crazy, so we're going to talk to some more people. But clearly we triggered some core memories with picture day today.
We appreciate your call.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's keep... Dude, the phones are going. Screw it. Let's keep talking to people. I don't care. Go to 7. I'm just going to talk to everybody about picture day. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee, what are you thinking about picture day? What's your core memory?
I remember always getting those little black combs they would hand us out in line so we could comb our hair
yes!
and make sure it looked nice.
Oh, my God, we're old.
Y'all know they weren't checking for your part. They were checking to make sure y'all ain't have lice.
They were not. Stop it.
All right.
No, they were not.
Okay.
That was a different time in school when they were checking for lice.
Same black combs, though. Crazy.
Your friend. You're always asking your friend how it looked and everything to make sure you know little flyaways. And oh, yeah.
The memory you just unlocked.
I smell hairspray all of a sudden.
With the comb. Did you ever get handed a comb?
Of course we got handed a comb.
Oh,
I didn't need it, though. I was shaped up and ready to go.
That is so funny. Thank you for unlocking another core memory today, girl. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Love you guys.
I love you back.
You guys are on fire today with these things. We're going to keep going because I'm not kidding. Let's go.
Forget the legal.
Forget it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's next? Who wants to talk about picture day? Hi, who's this?
This is Heather from West Dallas.
Hi,
hey,
Heather.
Morning.
What do you think about picture day when we say that?
Well, I got a little PTSD from my daughter.
Oh, no.
Yes. When she started reaching the age of, you know, zits and, you know, that, and she's like, can I pay the extra to get them removed? We're like, sure. But she has this beautiful beauty mark on her right side of her cheek. Mm-hmm. And I always put on there, do not remove the beauty mark.
Get the pimples, not the beauty mark.
Yeah, they would always remove it. Mm. And then I'd have to contact them and be like, can you fix this? And then they do it. It's fine. But then it's every year they say, oh, you know, highlight it. I'm like, okay, I highlighted it.
And you still remove it.
The same thing. Yep. Even in high school, it got to the point where they're like, physically hand it to the photographer and tell them.
Yeah.
We did that. They still did it.
No.
I ended up calling. I hate to say it. I think I was kind of a Karen.
Oh, no.
I was
hold on. How many times do you have to say don't do this before you go, I'm done, and now I'm flip, and now I'm going to crash out?
Well, it's her trait. It's a trademark look on her. Like, I don't want my, you know, like my mom, she has a mole that's a family mole. All the women in our family got that mole. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want that out the picture. Mm-hmm. The acne, though, get it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And finally, I think it was either her sophomore, junior year. That was when I called.
She snapped.
The owner of the company personally called me on his vacation from his personal cell, and he also delivered it to my house, the money. for the refund.
Hey, yo.
You should have been like, you owe me years of refunds, my guy.
Yeah. I want all my money back.
Boy.
I said, I'm like, senior year. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not buying pictures anymore because she's going to get her senior pictures. And I'm like, you go. And now I have, like I said, a little PTSD because, like, today my son's picture day. And I'm kind of like, and it's the same company. So I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm not paying for that. I'm like, he's a boy. He's
listen to this.
Acne,
somebody texted in and said they photoshopped my daughter's headband off. No.
Weird.
That's weird.
See, and at that point, we got technology so far advanced that I'd almost say don't pay for the touch-ups and put them through a system yourself and touch it up on your own.
Do they just retouch everyone, though, now? That's what I feel like they do.
They shouldn't, but I feel like they might.
And we wonder why we have issues and we're insecure and we compare ourselves as they did filter. Before we Snapchat did filters, okay?
I wonder why I look like I had cat eyes junior year.
You know?
What?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, thanks for calling and sharing your PTSD with us.
Bye.
She said, I got PTSD from picture day.
Rightfully so, bro. Every year, because that's exactly what I pictured, right? You got acne. All kids do. Most kids do, especially teens. But then you've got a little mole or something that you think is cute that you want to keep.
Yep.
But no, they're going to touch that up and remove it. Now you don't look like yourself.
Oh, who texted in at 414-533-1037 and said, my picture day memory is my mom telling me to tell the photographer that I couldn't smile because my eyes will be closed and I'm Asian. Traumatized again.
My wife had the same issue, and she's a little white Irish girl, if that makes you feel better.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Somebody said, why the bleep are we photoshopping kids? WTF. I couldn't agree more, dude. Why are we retouching these?
I mean,
I was awkward as a kid, but... You know.
Do you remember being a kid and the people that had the full headgear braces? You couldn't Photoshop that out.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I still looked like a boy in third grade. It didn't change anything what they did to my pictures.
Well, we all look like a boy.
One
in third
more.
Grade.
Pick one. They're all lit up. I don't even know which line to pick because literally every single line is ringing right now.
You know my favorite number.
Nobody's there.
Oh, dang it.
It rang out.
Rang out.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Margaret calling from Vernon.
Hi,
hey, Margaret
and Vernon. Welcome to the show. What do you think about with picture day? You hearing this?
Oh my gosh. I am traumatized by my mom cutting my bangs the night before picture day almost every year of my childhood, and they were always
too
crooked.
Short. Crooked? Oh, I was going to say too short or crooked,
they
bro.
They were never straight.
Why did our parents do us this? Man?
Margaret said, I had to learn how to angle my head properly so they look straight in pictures.
And the years we would forget, and I would be in my Girl Scout uniform. Those were awkward, too. I had so many awkward pictures.
When bangs came back, were you traumatized? Like, were you just like,
oh my god,
no?
And mine were never like the blown out cute bangs that were popular in like the late 80s, early 90s. Mine were always just straight, flat, crooked. Oh, horrible.
The ones that are cool now that were not cool then.
Yep.
You needed a curling iron then. Yeah.
Yep. She's where was this back in the day? Where were y'all? Where was the support then, huh? Y'all late to the party. Been there, done that.
A teacher texted in and said, I'm a teacher and I hate picture day because they take the worst pictures and get mad when you want to do it again. Stop giving me a double chin.
Yes.
Remember, teachers unite.
Out and down when you take your portrait.
Wait, one more time. One more time. What was that?
You have to stick your chin out and down.
And down. Amen, girl. Thanks for the tip. Should men wear engagement rings? Huh?
I mean, if they're engaged.
Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Well, good, because they are, DZ. They are. It's Allie and DZ. And it turns out more men are wearing engagement rings now. Look at this. Apparently, almost 7 years ago, they said the demand for men's engagement rings was zero. Today, they estimate maybe 1 in 30 custom orders calls for a man who wants an engagement ring. 1 in 30 men is wearing an engagement ring. And this stems from women. Obviously... If you have a gay couple, one of the men, I would assume, is going to wear them if you have a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying men now as well are wearing engagement rings sometimes. Like, women are getting engaged and they're going, hey, you too.
You also.
You're up.
But like a promise ring kind of thing. Like, we're both wearing some on our fingers.
Because you get a ring usually when you get married.
Yeah, right.
But you don't see men wearing engagement rings. It's like a way to mark your territory.
And is there a difference between the engagement ring and then the wedding band, right, for the actual day? Because normally that is what it is, right?
Yeah.
My my wife Erin, she had an engagement ring, and then we had the wedding band, right?
On that day. So in theory, he would get the engagement ring, and then he would also get a wedding band. Yes. He would get both, whoever he is.
Really?
Would you have worn an engagement ring when you and Erin got engaged? Well, you don't care, do you?
No, I guess I would have, because
more money.
I wore a promise ring, right? On our 1 year anniversary, we were in Colombia, and I wanted to do a kind gesture. I was feeling really lovey, and I was like, girl, you in Colombia meeting my family. I'm gonna put a ring on it. Not like a real ring, because we're still young, but a promise, you know, a commitment, you know, an extension of my love, a symbol, whatever. I wasn't really a ring guy, though, at all in my life. Growing up as a kid, I always lost them, so my parents never let me wear them.
Yeah.
Then I got older and just felt uncomfortable in my hands. Lifting weights, it sucked. Playing sports, it sucked. So I didn't wear rings until later in life. Would I have worn an engagement ring if she wanted me to?
You would have.
Yeah, it just wasn't traditional for us, so we didn't even think about it, though.
Right.
It wasn't a thing. Like you said, it was more money.
It's more money. It's another thing, you know? But, and you see single women wear engagement rings to confuse people because they don't want to be hit on. I go out of my way when I don't have any rings on today because I have tennis today. I have my tennis class. But when I put rings on, I go out of my way to not put them on my left finger because I don't want people to think I'm in a relationship. I'm always like, oh, get that ring off your finger, girl. Move it over to the right hand right now.
Allie said, I'm single and ready to mingle.
When
what
I'm
are you
not
doing?
Seriously, when I'm not paying attention, I'm like,
Dog, I saw something online recently that said more single men are wearing either engagement or wedding rings.
To make people think they're in a relationship?
They're in a relationship.
That's wild. You know what? Let's go to the phones. You can text or call 414-533-1037. We're talking about how now 1 in 30 men, if they have custom orders, are wearing engagement rings. And I want to know what you guys think about that.
Not wedding bands, engagement rings.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Justin from Pewaukee.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to dust off your theme song and try to find it somewhere.
Justin,
I
don't know a Justin.
Yes. Oh, you're going to. It's going to be dusty. It's going to be dusty.
Doesn't ring a bell. I don't see it in.
Yes,
this.
It does. The theme song still exists.
What
it's
up,
a little
Justin?
Dusty, but hi. All right, Justin. Hey. What do you want to say? Men wearing engagement rings? Did you?
I currently have mine on. We got engaged over a year ago, and our wedding's planned for about 2 years from now. Because, we don't want to be broke from it. But my fiance actually already had one for me before I got the one for her.
Really?
So,
no way.
Yeah, she had one waiting for me. And so it was after I proposed that as soon as I came back from our trip that I proposed on, I got to wear mine. And I've literally worn it every single day for over a year now.
And did she say why she wanted you to have an engagement ring or why she went and bought it for you?
Because she also wanted to propose.
And how
so
did
she
you...
was about to beat you to the punch, but you did it first.
Yeah, and how would you have felt if she did propose?
I honestly, to have somebody that loves you enough to want to profess their love that way to you, who wouldn't want that?
Aww.
I respect that, man. I respect
that. Nice. Well, I love that. And I love that you're a perfect example of a man wearing an engagement ring. That's
Seriously.
Fantastic. Hey, very nice. Thanks for calling, Justin.
Good
we
to
appreciate
hear from you.
You.
Of course, I had to get it in right as I'm pulling into work now. So.
Yes. Perfect, man. Now get to work.
Yes, we love it. And we love that you're listening, even if you don't call. Love you, Justin.
Love you guys too.
Love,
bye.
Man. Have a great day. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, oh, it's Carl and Indy. He said a ring represents connection, like an infinite loop and trust. And if both couples agree to have an engagement ring together, that's totally fine. I take that.
I understand that it is not as traditional as before, but what is tradition besides the meaning we apply to it? Who says that we're not starting a tradition now? And 50, 100, 150 years, it's common that, obviously we both wear engagement rings. Doesn't matter of the sex.
Angelica and West Bend texted in, my fiance has an engagement ring. We got engaged 4 years ago. He proposed to me, but I wanted him to also have a ring to show ladies he's off the market.
It's marking your territory.
Yeah,
this comes from the days of when women were unfortunately looked more as like, she's mine.
Yeah.
Stay away, bro. Now it's a profession
totally.
Of love. Engagement rings used to be, that's a bond because I gave her dad 15 goats for her.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that sounds so random.
But for real.
414-533-1037. I only make sense because I watched 90 Day Fiancé. Otherwise, I would have been like, what are you talking about right now, dude? Okay, we'll talk to you next. Put a ring on it already. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. If you believe in marriage.
Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
If you like it, you put a ring on it.
You know, some people are just deciding to live their life. I mean, one of our coworkers has two kids with her boyfriend, and she's like, if we get married now, we're going to jinx it. And I'm like, I don't disagree. Just keep it going, your perfect little family, man. Enjoy your life.
Even say you don't get married, people are still wearing bands, wearing rings, wearing those, you know, symbols of love.
People that are single are wearing rings sometimes to pawn people off. But we're talking
men
about
and
how men, should men wear engagement rings? Because they're saying 1 in 30 men now gets a custom engagement ring. And we're finding out more people wear rings than we thought.
Respectfully, I think it should be more men getting engagement rings. I mean, 1 in 30 is good, great odds for sure. But why isn't it 10 in 30?
Well, pull up Mackenzie in New Berlin. She said to me, I was just thinking about this, Allie.
Well, girl, let's talk.
Girl, hey.
What up, Mackenzie? Good morning.
What do you think?
So I was laying in bed the other night, and my husband and I my fiance and I are engaged. And I was like, why doesn't he have an engagement ring? And I'm like, I get to walk around saying that I'm engaged, I'm taken. Yeah. And you kind of get to walk around like, hey, I could be open.
I'm just
and
a dude.
Right.
So I like,
maybe.
I don't really like this. So I was like, he should get some sort of engagement ring. And like, I wouldn't care if he wore if we went out and picked out a wedding ring and he just wore that and then like take it off for the day we actually get married.
Go get it polished up a year later when you actually need it.
right. It's clean. Here you go. Like, put it on. But yeah, I think it should be more common. I mean,
where it's
for me,
both. Because why? Right, at the wedding, you both exchange rings. You might as well exchange them at the proposal at this point.
Yeah. Well, and it'd be a cool idea if the guy would have an engagement ring for himself when he pops the question, too. Because it's like, girl, me and you, boom, let's practice.
Hey, girl.
Well, and think about it, to
kinda
be honest.
Kind of like the best friend necklaces where you have the BE and he has the ST.
Yeah.
I like it.
Exactly. Or, you know, you have so many people who are doing different things, like getting tattoos or, you know, whatever it may be. Like, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, or not even getting married. I mean, that's different, you know?
Right.
The world has evolved, you know? Everybody's doing different things. But just because you're not married, like DZ said, doesn't mean you don't want people to know you're in a relationship, so you might still could wear a ring. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's
exactly.
True. Well, I know people that say they're married and who are not even legally married, and people would never... No.
Isn't it common law after a certain amount of years, though?
I don't know. That's
not that it matters.
I thought it was after 5 years. It is common law.
We've been saying this since the 90s. We should probably look it up.
No, I think it's still a valid law to this day that if you live and coincide, have split expenses after 5 years, it's like a common law marriage.
Then my kids owe me something.
We've been married for quite a while.
I know that's right, bro. Yeah, it might be more than five, but yeah, the common law still got to be a thing.
It has to be recognized in your state.
Right.
How are you going to just tell people they're married? That's messed up. That's weird, too.
I mean, you can't claim
it on
taxes.
No, thank you. Yeah, right?
Life partners.
Well, Mackenzie, wait, are you going to get him a ring or what's the finale then?
I might. I mean, he'd be paying for it. You know, surprise, I got you a ring with your own money, but here you go.
I love this so much, Mackenzie.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and talking about men wearing engagement rings. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. She brought up a good point.
What's that?
The men that I think would get the engagement ring, I don't think are the same guys that would get a separate engagement ring. Right? Had I gotten an engagement ring, I just would have worn my wedding band around.
Oh, you're saying why not just, well then, why not? Well, women should do that
well,
too.
Well, y'all don't, but you know y'all don't. Y'all want
then
that
it
extra
turns
ring.
Into, I want another I want... diamond and yada yada.
Diamonds are not our best friends. There's y'all.
I found the states that still allow common law marriage.
Say it.
Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Texas, and D.C. That's it.
Wisconsin don't do common law?
No. I'm telling you, I told you that was an old school thing, dude.
Wow. Well, I'm
because
offended.
Then what? You're going to live with somebody and then try to say, well, now, no, it'd be too much legally. It's too much stuff legally. You'd be... You can't just make somebody married all of a sudden. That's weird.
If you profess it, though, doesn't it have to be
you can't make a legal document appear between two people in thin air because they live together. It's not a thing, dude.
I thought it had to be an agreement within the household for it to be legal within the state. You can't just tell them they're married. Like, they have to say, hey, no, we've lived together X amount. We consider ourselves married, and so do y'all.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Some states, if you had to be, it was abolished, it says, in a lot of states.
Wow.
Yeah, no federal law either.
Offended.
It just sounded old school to me. I had to look, man.
You know how old school the world is. I wouldn't have been surprised if it was still 50 states deep.
Let's go to Luciano in Milwaukee. Hi, Luciano.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Wepa, what am I?
How y'all doing today?
Well, Tuesday. We're talking engagement rings for men. What do you think of that?
For real.
So I proposed to my wife about a year ago now, right? And the Valentine's that came up in February, she actually gave me an engagement ring herself for our, we went out to dinner and she gave me an engagement ring.
Aww.
Out of nowhere, completely out of nowhere.
And what did you think when she did that?
Not gonna lie, I was a little shocked because I wasn't ready on wearing a ring. Not like that, but like, now it was out the blue.
It caught you off guard.
Well, you weren't prepared to start wearing a ring. And did you, so wait, this is actually a great, great story because I'm like, so you're saying you were a little bit irritated by it, weren't you?
I wasn't irritated, but it definitely caught me off guard. Like, oh, whoa, okay, now I get to wear a ring just like her.
Right. It was like, oh, this is new.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think that this was going to be our experience, but did you reject the idea? Did you feel weird about wearing the ring, or was it just more like...
I definitely did not reject it. I got it on every day.
Good. Okay,
every day. Well, it came with a rubber one, and then it came with, like the actual ring.
Yeah.
I wear the rubber one all day.
The rubber one's awesome.
On the weekends, I wear the actual ring.
Word.
And, you know, I love it. I'm not going to lie. It was a little weird getting used to, though, because, you know, you got something on your ring. On your finger all day.
Yep. So, and if you work with your hands.
And if you gain weight, it'll be stuck forever. That's the good news. So there you go.
For real. It's already getting tight.
That's their goal, Poppy. That's their goal.
Dude, I swear my mom's had hers on for like 60 years. My parents have been married 60 years. Sometimes I look at her or their gold band. I'm like, you could never get that thing off, could you? Ever. Ever. We'd have to cut it off, man.
My grandmother's was bonded on her ring finger. Like, she could not take it off. Like, it was 100%.
That's going to hurt, though. Because, like, I have fat knuckles on my finger.
See?
So, like, the ring fits fine once it's all the way in, but getting it on, I got to get past my knuckle. And it's like,
ow.
Welcome to what women have been dealing with for years with rings. You think you're dealing with fat knuckles around here? Thanks for calling, Luciano.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Oh, I see you guys signing up for our walk right now. I keep getting all these notifications for the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk, which is in a week and a half on Sunday, September 28th. So keep the submissions coming because it's free to sign up. And We're on a roll to try to have the biggest team right now.
That's really cool.
Thank you very much.
Appreciated for real.
It's down at the Summerfest grounds. Free to sign up, 1037kissfm.com. Join our team or somebody else's, whatever makes you happy.
We'd love to have the biggest team, but we just would love to have the most people there, period. Mm-hmm.
We like to talk smack, so I see you guys. I see them. They've been coming in all morning.
We're competitive. What can we say?
Hey-o. All right, so shout out to Skylar. I see you. I see all these people signing up.
Read some of those names, bro, for real.
I can see them all.
Hey.
Okay, so we need to talk about this story you saw about Billy Joel of never selling the first row of his tickets. This is not about Billy Joel, but this is about a celebrity who goes on tour never selling the first row. Why does he never sell the front row?
So Billy Joel went on and said, and again, not about Billy Joel, it just sprung board the topic.
Mm-hmm. He's got a documentary out now, which I need to go watch because I saw him at Miller Park, but I understand that he's way too old for a lot of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I love him, but he's old. He's like Elton John old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you don't know his music, that's fine. It's not about that.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's about more why he doesn't sell the first row.
Well, and his premise was he doesn't like to sell the first row because when he goes on tour, sometimes the first row gets, you know, bought up and then scalped, right? Or resold at a higher value.
Scalpers buy them.
Or people will buy them and then resell, mm-hmm. you know, for higher markup, whatever, because it's, Billy Joel, whatever. But he said, what I don't like is when I get to a venue mm-hmm. and the first row is a bunch of just rich snob people with their cigars looking like they want to be entertained and they're staring at him like, sing
you know
for
what
me,
they
piano
are?
Man.
Let me tell you who they are. They're people like in radio. They're executives. They're the guy at, I'm just making up Northwestern Mutual. It's the CEO at Northwestern Mutual who got handed tickets and takes for granted. I don't know. I'm just making these things
but
up.
But it could be.
But it's the kind of stuff where we get tickets like that. And sometimes, you know, I will go crazy if I'm in. I saw Lady Gaga on the front row and I didn't sit down once. I was screaming and yelling, but you'll get people in those seats
that are too
who
good
are
for the
totally
tickets.
Unappreciative.
Yeah, too
you
good
know?
For the tickets.
And just not, or too, yeah, not any fun.
So basically he's saying, you know, I don't like the concept of people acting like they're too good for front row, yet they're sitting in front row,
mm-hmm.
right? Expecting me to just entertain them all night. So what he does do is he'll reserve the front row for people that he picks from the back of the house, basically, and goes, you guys are sitting further back. How about y'all come enjoy the show like real fans would and want to.
Yeah, this is different. You know how like when you're at a show and you see the security walk around and look for girls that want to come backstage, which DZ and I've seen this a thousand times. They do this a thousand times. They do this all the time.
Pretty Ricky did it at Tacos and Tequila.
Billy Neo did it. They walk around, they look for girls that want to dance
on stage
or whatever.
Right.
So the funny thing about this is Billy Joel's not looking for girls. He's looking for fans in the back to come to the front.
Yeah, literally. As cool as that is, I disagree with the concept.
Why?
So you have a set amount of tickets that can be purchased by anybody, right? As much as I respect him bringing fans that normally wouldn't have bought first row, you're now taking it from those people that can purchase those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a mix. You should allow some, but he reserves the entire front row.
It's not that many tickets. You can still sit in the second.
Fair.
I don't hate this at all. Love this. And can I be honest? People sit down at his concerts anyway. That's the difference. I mean, let's be real. You know, no, I've been to one. I saw him at Miller Park. It was phenomenal, but it's not one of those stand for the whole. It's like Elton John.
He's got
you don't
chairs
stand
in the
for the
row.
Whole time, even though, you know, mom's over there tapping her foot. She likes the song, but she's not up out of her seat, you know?
She ain't big jamming like she used to.
I think this is really cool, and I actually think more celebrities should do this.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Why not give that experience? Because so many of us end up in the nosebleed. That's all we can afford or find. That is a bucket list experience. And a lot of times the people in the front row have been in the front row before. That's all I'm saying.
Fair.
And they're those people that somehow figure it out, or they've maybe Billy Joel got sick of seeing the same people. Think about that.
I can see that.
You could have a fan who you're so happy he's a fan, but they're buying them up. You're like, let somebody else sit here, man.
I keep seeing Tim and his wife at every single show in every single city. And every show, he's blowing that cigar smoke in my face.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the money to blow for it. I hear where you're coming from with it, man.
414-533-1037 if there's anything you want to input on this. But we were just talking about how Billy Joel refuses to sell front row seats to his shows. So it's really about, you know, celebrities. I kind of love this concept. I wouldn't mind if celebs did this and surprised people in the back by bringing them to the front. Because you do see them occasionally bring one fan on stage, right?
Yeah.
And if you want me to be honest, a lot of times that's set up.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
It drives me nuts.
Somebody they know.
I watch these viral videos of like somebody bringing a fan on stage, and I'm like, oh, this is so set up.
Serenading them. You think it's somebody random, yet it's somebody from a label's niece.
Yes, it's like the boss at the radio station is kid. You know what I mean? Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's
you're
what
thinking
I'm talking about.
Some lucky kid. Nah.
No, it's not.
It's the fourth time they've been saying to this month. Should more celebrities reserve the front row?
I don't know. You can put your input in. We'll talk to you next. Should celebrities not sell the front row at their concerts and then bring people from the way back down to surprise them? That's what we are talking about this morning. Because Billy Joel, who's been around forever, you know, in the Elton John era, I like to say, in the 80s, now still around, still touring, you know, sells out, you know, AmFam Field when he comes.
Still does his thing.
But I just think that's really cool that he says he refuses to sell them, because there's always people in the front who either are boring or executives who don't deserve it. You know what I mean?
But okay, let's pivot to a bigger, more moving star. Let's say Taylor now starts reserving her front row. Mm-hmm. Her front row is filled with fans that are screaming, loving, enjoying
every time.
Every
single
time.
She doesn't have this issue. She doesn't need to worry about that.
But what if she did? More celebrities start doing it. They go, you know what? We're going to be people from the back that didn't pay top dollar for the people like second, third, and fourth row, and they're going to get the experience.
Well, she would do that, I think, if she had the crowd he has, where they're taking it for granted and sitting down and, you know. I mean, you already got people paying $2,000 a ticket for Taylor, which blows my mind, okay? Go to Amanda and Racine, though. We're going to talk to her first, see what she thinks. Amanda!
Hey!
Morning.
Ariana and West
Allis. I love this idea.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, girl. Tell us why.
Well, obviously from Saturday, you know, meeting Lil Jon.
Woo!
I mean, I really wasn't expecting to meet him or even go backstage. So when I got to find that out, I'm like, hell yeah. So
dude,
I was excited.
If you missed it, we got to bring Amanda back to meet Lil Jon, since, you know, obviously she sings his song every day, and it's up online on our Facebook and our Instagram for Kiss FM. You can see him. It was a really cool moment. So, Amanda, I love that, because you're saying, I just experienced this kind of experience where we surprised her on Saturday in Tacos and Tequila, and we said, guess what? You're going backstage. And so it's similar.
It is kind of similar.
She found out that day, and then she got to go meet him and hang out, and she had no idea. So she's saying,
it's cool.
You're saying, and it is
cool. She's all for it.
I get
it
what
you're
saying. It
makes it even better, yes.
Well, and Amanda, now be honest. Are you somebody who would normally look to sit at a front row at any concert if it was just
No, I'm paying the cheapest tickets, honestly.
Okay.
I'm in the nosebleed.
Same.
So from
I mean, if I can find some open seats, sure, I'll try. But, I mean, there's more security now. So.
Yeah. Wow. So she really does bring it into perspective, though, because you know, somebody from the nosebleeds, all of a sudden you get tapped on the shoulder and it's like, hey, do you want to come sit front row?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lie. One, I'd be like, skeptical. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to the front row, it changes your experience.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, I wouldn't be skeptical. I'd be like, let's go. Where do I sit,
my
guy?
Where's my reserve seat?
Where are we going?
Where's my name?
I'm in. All right, Amanda. Well, you know what? You're a perfect person to say this is a good idea because you just had this experience.
Yeah.
So are you still living in the high of meeting Lil Jon on Saturday?
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm like, I can't believe it.
Is there anything when you recap, like, your whole experience in your mind that you later, you go, oh, that was the best. Like, you're thinking about it later, you know?
Still dreaming?
Just the whole thing, honestly. Just being able to talk to him, responding to me.
Yeah.
And me just being able to tell him what an honor it is to use his son. I mean, I was just like, yes.
That's amazing.
The fact that Lil Jon now knows about you, Amanda.
Oh, it's so
he knows about you.
He knows
I'm
about
on
you.
The radar.
You are on his radar.
He's probably thought about you once or twice since leaving Tacos and Tequila.
Honestly.
He probably wants to call me, you know, and hook me up, you know, and just have me out there with him.
He probably just wants to scream turn down for what with you every day.
He might put you on his new album. You might just be featured.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm living a dream.
All right, Amanda. Thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
I'm just going to read this text. Ariana and West Dallas texted it and said, Buenos dias, I'm at work, but yes, I think they should. This is like a lifetime experience. Keep some seats open for the people who do save up, but yes, who wouldn't want to be in the front row? Like, very few people can say they've sat in the front row of a concert. Very few.
Thank you for Ariana for understanding what I meant, because people do save up. People do want to sit front row, and you do get the super fans that go, why am I now not able to do what I want to do in the front row with them?
Natalie in Grafton said, this happened to me and my husband at a Snoop Dogg concert.
That's cool.
Oh, you should have called in.
You should have let us. Natalie, come on.
Shoot, that's cool. So I guess Billy Joel's not the only one who does this.
Look, Uncle Snoop does it too. Who knew?
Dude, don't sell the front row. Bring people from the back. We love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.